and begin to see a different world.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. It's about the dough, isn't it? I always say, follow the money. Do we have any money left in this country? The Libyan war now headed toward the billions from 1 million a day, 100 million a day on. So billion comes pretty quickly when you're spending that kind of money. There's the insistence that this is going to be a handoff rather quickly. But I'm counting the days. Are you adding these days up? Yeah. Got a calendar. Got one red check mark, two red check marks, three. We're into four. Four red check marks. I can add. And this is not looking good, folks. Especially when we don't have a budget. Is anybody worried about the budget? Remember that government shutdown? Forget the whole spending cuts. It's all headed to Libya. Also, there are cries of, could this president actually be impeached when a guy like Dennis Kucinich, the most liberal of liberals from Ohio, says, this is an impeachable offense. We can impeach this president, can't we? Because he went to war without Congress's approval. The National Security Advisor says, whoa, 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 whoa. This is just a little blip. He's not saying it's a blip in doing it, but saying that, well, there, because of what happened with the UN, there is a precedent for this, and this is a very small mission. A small mission? Are you counting the Tomcats we don't have anymore? So there are rippling effects to what's happened in Libya. And we have to start in Libya because it does affect us in our backyard. If troops somehow get involved, that's more boots on the ground there versus protecting us here or elsewhere. That is simple mathematics because we're draining our resources. We have a voluntary military. So was it worth putting the resources to use in the Libyan situation? Think about that for a second. Our pals in the UK think so. Listen to the Prime Minister, David Cameron. Here's what he had to say about Libya and how it was so important to do this now.
Coalition forces have helped to avert what could have been a bloody massacre in Benghazi. Yeah. In my view, they did so just in the nick of time.
All right, nick of time. Was it worth it? Is this where the U.S. should be involved? Here's the thing that really sticks in my craw over this whole deal. For a second, forget about the impeachment thing. Forget about the discord with plenty in Congress. Forget about all the money being spent. But we keep going back to these guys at the Arab League. Because over the weekend, the Arab League, the chief of the Arab League, slammed the airstrikes on Libya and then decided to take it back a day later. So these guys are disorganized. Yeah, we approve. No, we don't approve. Oh, the Americans are ridiculous. They need to stay out of our business. No, we need the Americans. Oh, no, we need all the Europeans to be part of this, too. We appreciate France and Britain and the U.S. That's the deal. So, I'm sorry, spending that much money and you're not happy by what was done in no-fly zone? What did you think no-fly zone meant? I think that by the end of the week it'll change. It'll be something different. I think it'll be something different. At a press conference, and probably to back the U.S., the U.N. Secretary General in Cairo talked about the U.N. Resolution 1973, which was passed late last week. And he's saying in defending what happened is that the Arab League position on Libya was decisive. And from the moment we froze membership of Libya, then we asked the United Nations to implement a no-fly zone. We respected the resolution. There is no conflict, la, 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 which is then what the Arab League came back with and had to come back with since the UN Secretary General said, wait a second here, are you paying attention to what we just did and the reasons why this happened? And we haven't heard the last of this. I don't think so. Then in the meantime, you have members of the Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, the UAE, and Qatar. They've joined Saudi forces in Bahrain to support the Sunni leadership following some pretty big pro-democracy protests, mostly by Shiite majorities. And the GCC's military op is to position a regime that has cracked down on pro-democracy protests. So here we go again. What did I say? And all of you are smart enough, you realize this. Saudi Arabia goes, and areas closer to Saudi Arabia, this is why the Saudi troops are around. Ooh, this is where it gets tricky. And see, here's the problem. What is the Arab League like? The Arab League is like, let's say, our government, where, in a sense, where the people who represent us have their own interests to protect. But we're not mini dictators, right? We haven't sent people off to Washington to represent us who are mini dictators. The Arab League is that. It's dictators that want to protect what's going on in their own backyard. So can you say double standard? Of course it's a double standard. It's a double standard. So they cut down Gaddafi, but they don't want to be cut down when all of a sudden there's protests in their country calling for democracy. And look at the Saudi crown prince, Abdullah. I said this before. He's nervous. He is nervous. In the past, the Saudis have never, ever, ever really played up the big differences with Muammar Gaddafi. But now they might be forced to do that. That goes back to that double standard thing. All right, so enough about what's going on in Libya, except for that it does affect us. I don't care if you're listening to me on the Space Coast in Florida or Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut, or somewhere in Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Quincy, Illinois. Doesn't matter. Because your dollars, you're a taxpayer, your dollars are going theoretically toward Libya with all of the military push, whatever it ends up being. Is it the bombing? Is it the missiles? Is it all of that? And how fast does that add up? So do you feel confident the right thing is going to happen here? That's the question you have to ask yourself. 2012 isn't so far away already. I think we got a candidate on the Republican side. He's itching to declare, even has an ad out. Who is it? Tell you next.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
If you want to throw in on Libya, feel free to do so. Is it worth the money drain? we've already talked about that situation, and a lot of you have sent emails. We're going to go to the emails in a second here. But before we do that, let's mix it up on a couple of other things, including the fact that you have Jared Loughner, who's been ordered to undergo a mental evaluation. The only thing I hate about the mental evaluation deal is the lawyer that he's going to have is going to represent him. She knows exactly what she's doing. Here's a guy who could end up in a mental institution, and I think that's, frankly, this sounds weird to say, but I think he deserves to be in another kind of facility. I think he deserves to be executed for what happened in Tucson. Loughner's lawyers are saying that the exam should be done by an outside expert at a Tucson prison, and they also wanted all kinds of assurances that the evaluation doesn't expand into any kind of a what they're calling a review of their client's sanity, see? Judy Clark is no dummy. She is the lead defense attorney on this, and she's represented a whole lot of people who have ended up with a cushier gig in prison than where they could have ended up, if you know what I'm saying. Loughner, of course, pleaded not guilty to charges from that January 8th massacre that killed 6 people and wounded 13 others, and we don't want to relive that whole thing other than to say I love that the prosecutors have brought 49 counts against him, and I hope they nail this guy to the wall. Sorry for what happened. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. And the deal is the state charges are on hold until the federal case is done, but it carries the potential for the death penalty if he's convicted. Defense lawyers haven't said if they're going to go after the insanity defense. I've heard that's exactly what the strategy is, and that's not shocking. That's what they're going to, I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to end up going after that plea, and that's why they're being very particular about this mental evaluation. 2012 is huge for the Republicans because we really don't know who is going to be in this race. We've heard all kinds of names thrown out. The wish list for some now really includes Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey, who's getting a lot of pub for being a straight shooter, seems to embrace a lot of different people, but I don't think he jumps into this one. Somebody who's wanted this for a while now, the former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, is doing the exploratory thing. He wants this badly. He's already pumped out an ad. Check out the Pawlenty ad.
We, the people of the United States, will take back our government. This is our country. Our founding fathers created it. Americans embraced it. Ronald Reagan personified it. And Lincoln stood courageously to protect it.
And so it begins. This is really testing the waters, and it's definite that Pawlenty is going to throw in. I can't imagine that he won't. I cannot imagine he won't. Here's a big question. Donald Trump is saying he'll spend $600 million and he'll run for president. How serious do you think Donald Trump is? And with all the tube time he gets and the name recognition, we've seen in the past that that hasn't worked with, like, Forbes, and Ross Perot did get 19% of the vote, but he didn't have a chance to win. So would Trump have any kind of a chance to win this? Would people vote for Donald Trump simply for nothing else? They know his name and they see how he's not a guy who's afraid to say what he thinks, because that's what he does. I mean, that's Donald Trump in his business dealings and on his television show and whatever. I mean, he gets The Art of the Deal. That was the name, I think, of his first book. He gets it. Would he connect with the people? And really, would he do it? Does it really make sense for someone like Trump to do it? Maybe. Maybe he's much more serious. I can't nail that down. I know some people in New York who have covered him, and they kind of laugh it off, but say they're not completely sold on the fact that he's just doing this for the publicity, that there may be more to it. And if Trump sees it shaking out that there's no one super, super strong, he might really try to get in there and see if he can shake the trees. And shaking the trees means you get the people to support you. And I think he could get some people to support him. But would the American people support him? That's the thing. This isn't a surprise, this poll that comes out and says that, oh, by the way, we're losing patience with Congress already again. Of course we're losing patience with Congress. Of course. It's a Pew Research Center poll that says about half of Americans think the debate over spending and deficits has been generally rude and disrespectful. There's even a bipartisan agreement. 48% of Republicans and Democrats have that view. 57% of independents. So until, what are we open till again for business? It's just so crazy. Every 2 and 3 weeks to have to be dealing with this. Open for business until April 8th. And this week, by the way, is a week where Congress is out. They're out for the week, then they come back. Ugh. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is the sixth temporary extension in this year. Sixth temporary extension. I don't get it. Remember, a lot of the Republicans who were elected said they had a better way to do this, to look at the deficit. And we're talking about a deficit that's going to hit $1.65 trillion this year. It should. It's on course to do that. Ugh. Hang with us. Much more to come here on ATN, including, speaking of not being able to get things done, what's going on with the NFL? Do you think we're going to have a football season? We'll talk about it next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Different things that I mentioned, the NFL, are we going to see a season this time around, or will we be talking about other sports? And I'll tell you, it doesn't look like it's getting any closer to being resolved, depending on who you talk to. In a recent conversation I had with a writer who's close to the ground on the situation, and I know I've said this before, I'm quoting this same anonymous writer who says, don't quote me, but he feels as though we at least lose a couple of games because you can't gain that ground back, but maybe not this season. It just depends on how quickly they can get back to the business of being serious in negotiating, and the players don't seem like they're backing off backing down. And the same thing with the owners, but every day that goes by is precious time for this sport. And it's pretty surprising, I have to say. All right, so listen to what Michael Vick had to say about the players and trying to work this thing out. Take a listen.
We all have to, like I said, be optimistic, stay on the same page, continue to work out. You know, I spoke to Jeremy Macklin last night, and we were trying to, you know, coordinate everybody getting together so we can train and just throw and just be prepared for whatever.
All right, be prepared for whatever. The NFL says, look, there's no grounds to halt the lockout because the NFL has asked a federal judge to keep the lockout in play, saying they can't stop it, and they're accusing the players of trying to manipulate the law. It's interesting because I made a comment about, wow, a series that Matt, as you know, likes and that I like is a thing called Hard Knocks. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a front runner for the Hard Knocks this year. And for all my family in Florida, oh, they were really looking forward to that possibility. But forget about television shows about football. How about some real football? So what happens to these players who are now locked out? What are they doing as far as trying to figure out this clash of revenue? Because that's what it is. It really is the billionaires and the millionaires. It's that simple. And the divide between the two is the core problem. What chunk of additional money goes to the players is what's really a big part of this issue. The players' share of the increases for all the revenues under the NFL's expired contract was about 53%. And that was for 4 years, or for, let's see, yeah, 4 years, from 06 to 09. And now they're saying, well, forget that. The NFL is saying that 70% of the extra revenue went to the players, but that the players want more than that. And of course, the owners aren't going to open up their books. So I'm going with my pretty good source on this. And I think at the very least, we just don't even see a couple of games. And if we're lucky, the season partially comes back. If they continue to beat their heads against the wall and they cannot figure out a way to come to terms on this, then, and they can't divide the annual revenues, alas, there will be no season. I mean, it's that simple. That's it. I don't know how many of you watch Dancing with the Stars. I am familiar with the program, but of course, you know that I don't have a lot of time to watch that kind of stuff. And for me, if it's off time, I'm watching a movie. I'm probably watching a movie if it's not something to do with sports. Sugar Ray Leonard, though, was a fun boxer to watch. I used to love boxing, and it's great to go back in the archives because I've had people that have sent me things, and I have I have a big chunk of the Ali fights and whatnot, and it's fun to go back and look at some of them. And thinking of Sugar Ray Leonard dancing with the stars, I didn't see this one out of the gate. I don't know what the deal is with these athletes. I guess some of them, it does translate to the dance floor, but I don't get why they want to do it. But anyway, here's what Sugar Ray had to say as to whether or not his boxing skills would translate on the dance floor.
I've been a boxer for over 30 years, mm-hmm. and I dance a lot in the ring trying to avoid punches. Whether or not that translates to the dance floor mm-hmm. is yet to be seen.
All right, yet to be seen. Why, oh why? I don't understand. When you're really, really good at something, it's like I say, pick a lane. Why do you want to do the other lane? Why jump in the other lane? But since it is all about reality television, I throw that question out there, and some of you listening are saying, well, why is it about that? Because so many people are snapping up reality tube. That's why. Look at how people who are basically talentless have become household names. Look at these Jersey Shore kids. Oh, the one guy called The Situation makes some crazy amount of money, like $11 million a year. Woo-hoo. I hope he's taking care of his family. That's all I can say. $11 million a year to basically look good. I don't know, lift weights. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's the fascination. Maybe it's the whole voyeuristic thing. So Dancing with the Stars would fall into that category because you have somebody who had fame in a different arena, like sports or entertainment, completely different type of entertainment field. And then all of a sudden, there they are, like Apollo Ono won, and so did Emmett Smith. So as much as I'm saying, wow, Sugar Ray, we've seen athletes win the thing, I guess, in the past. I don't know that I give him a great chance to collect it, but if I were handicapping it, I give him a better chance than Kirstie Alley, because I think she's on that show, too. You can't miss the commercials. If you're watching anything, if you're watching the news for 5 minutes, you cannot miss the commercials. We never miss an opportunity to talk about what's going on with the TSA, and a lot of that has gotten buried because of the situation in Libya, what's going on with Japan, and a plethora of other things. The budget that we just mentioned, April 8th, it's been extended again for the sixth time this year. How crazy is that? So all of the concerns over the TSA, although a week ago I brought up the fact that machines are being checked for radiation because you were actually getting 10 times more radiation than they thought. There was something wrong with the machines, and it just goes to show you. So you trust that, oh, yeah, sure, it's okay. Then you find out, ooh, turns out that the radiation is off on them, so we're going to check all of the machines, and there's over 200. So check this out. Raleigh, North Carolina. I've actually been to this airport, to the Raleigh airport, but the Raleigh man isn't complaining about the Raleigh airport. He's complaining about being screened at Logan International, and that airport's in Boston. He's saying that the TSA agents violated his rights this weekend during a security screening. What did they do? He was traveling with somebody on his way home to North Carolina when he was asked to go through that full body scanner. Then they said, well, we're not happy with that. And the man is autistic. Great. So he was taken somewhere. He's asked to remove his belt and his suspenders. Then they requested a pat down. The friend traveling with him stayed and said, okay, you know, whatever. So they didn't put him in a private area. They insisted that he undress in public. When he tried to take off his suspenders and his belt, what do you think happened? His pants fell down. So there were a lot of people around. And the friend says, look, his rights were violated. He's not being protected. So they're being violated as an individual. A TSA spokesperson says anyone who requests a private screening should be given one, and that really more should be private screenings. Okay, that's the deal. If some guy has a suspender and whatever, I mean, can they just do a private screening? Come on now. So he went through the full body scan. They saw something in the scan that showed up that they wanted additional screening, like what was it? I mean, I thought the full body scan pretty much showed everything. I bet you there's more to this story. There may be some more that comes out, that falls out. I bet. All right, we're going to check those emails coming up on the flip side.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Another exit line designed to make you smile or say that I really suck at telling jokes. Either way, you might relate, if you know what I mean. Some people just have a natural gift for joke telling. They have a natural gift. There's always that person at the 19th hole or at the party who knows how to pull people in with just jokes, can tell any story, can deliver any punchline, doesn't matter, straight or had a few. And the rest of us struggle with those punchlines. So anyway, we have an exit line coming up. But before we do that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one is from Gentle Ed. That's kind of a cool nickname. Hello, fair president. I've heard people say that about you, and I chuckle because I guess we really all could be president. Although, do you really think you have a chance? Well, to answer that question, no, of course not. It's just a joke. Never. Frankly, most of our presidents have had law degrees lately, although not Bush. He didn't have a law degree. But no, I wouldn't be an electable person, especially coming from the talk arena, but just in general. And would I want that job? No, I would not want that job. But Gentle Ed makes that comment and then goes on to say, Kate, in the end, what do you think happens to Gaddafi? We keep hearing, oh, he's not the target, and what's happening is not right in the country, so the UN steps in and all these coalition forces act. But isn't it to get Gaddafi out? So if they have to resort to killing him, for goodness sake, isn't that what they'll do? Well, we keep hearing over and over again that it's not about assassinating Gaddafi. They don't use the word assassinating, but that's what's insinuated there, getting him, killing him, whatever, just to get rid of the regime, to flip the regime over and let the rebels take over. Although be careful what you wish for, and I say I don't see him getting in that helicopter and flying off. Already one of his sons has been killed, and I think he digs his heels in. Could we dare say that there might be a stalemate? Ooh, that's an ugly word, isn't it, when you spend a ton of money on the situation there and certainly when plenty of people, at least from the perspective of the Libyan perspective, the rebels have lost their lives in trying to get rid of Gaddafi, but they're not going to paint the target on his back, in other words. They're not going to do that. All right, here's another one. This one is from Shane, listening to us in Austin. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I have to ask you about the pain at the pump. I am so sick of relying on gasoline that I've taken matters into my own hands. I am really looking around for an electric car. Anything that can save me some bucks? Do you think ultimately I'll save money? That's a tricky question because, one, you didn't tell us how far you commute. You didn't tell us what you're replacing one thing for another. Theoretically, you would save money because the electricity would be cheaper than the gasoline. That's the idea. But it depends on how far you go, too. Are you commuting a far distance? Is it highway miles? Can you go back roads? What, in other words, what is it that you would mainly, where is it you'd mainly be driving? That's what you'd have to think. If you say that to anybody else, though, they'll tell you, no, absolutely. Everything's going to be electric or other alternatives eventually, so that's the way to go. You could use it as a write-off. You would save money there, and eventually there's going to be electric charging stations all over the place. But then if there's electric charging places all over the place, of course you're going to have to pay for that too. But on paper, you would save money. On paper, you would be able to worry about charging the car instead of having to pay more for gasoline. Although now in this country, it's easier said than done. In my neighborhood, not too far away, there was actually a charging station. So I've found one, and I've seen some electric cars on the road. They're not, you know, they're not going to blow you away with their speed, but I've seen a few of them. So people have them, or they got on waiting lists and they got one. So they're out there. But it is, if you take it a step further, it is interesting to think, in our lifetimes, will we look around on the highway and will the person with the gas guzzler be the idiot, be the person that has, oh, look, somebody looking out the window says, what car is that, Mom? Because it's an old gas guzzler and they don't know what it is. And the answer to that is, I don't think so. Because every time we take a step forward, we take a step back and we don't have those alternatives in mass ready to deliver. We don't have that happening at this point. You know, that was the part of the whole deal with the cap and trade thing. And I'll tell you, you don't want that to be forced. You don't want a forced thing there because now it goes back to the money situation. Would you have the money to pay for a new car and a new car that's going to cost you more ultimately in the beginning? And the answer is no. People are hanging on to their cars for as long as they can hang on to their cars. They don't want to have a car payment. They don't want to deal with that. And in some cases, in a lot of cases, since we're seeing the middle class get so squeezed, they don't have the money for it. They don't have the money for it. And here's one from Joanna, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I have a question for you. I've been watching Donald Trump's show, Celebrity Apprentice. He really hasn't said anything about the run for president. Do you think he uses the platform and ultimately runs in 2012? I talked about this already. I don't know if he would do that. Some say he is really serious and doesn't appear to be serious to the people around him for some reason. Others say it's just a way to get some publicity because he says he'll spend $600 million. I'm of the opinion that he might surprise a few people. But, you know, when you're Donald Trump, what are you running for president? What are you trying to – I know what you're trying to accomplish, but would you really put your family through that? because now he has another young child, a little boy. So would you put them through that? Would he really want to do that and leave the industry he's in? And he's all about the pursuit of the dollar and the deal and everything. It doesn't make sense to me that he would do that. It does make sense that he would throw it out there. That part makes sense because it is good for a little bit of buzz, and especially he has a television show going on. But in reality, does it happen? I'm going to say no. And if he did run, I don't know if he did run, would he get the votes? And this was something I already have debated before. All right, here's one from Sunshine. Hello, America, tonight. My question has to do with Afghanistan. How much longer are we going to be in Afghanistan? Do you think we're in Afghanistan past whatever that target date was that I heard you talk about a couple of weeks ago? And the answer is yes. Now even the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, is saying, you know what, we're gonna be there. He's not saying it in those words, but he's saying it's looking like we'll have to be there longer than originally intended. Some way he weaved that a little bit better. So I think we are there longer, and the reason why is because in trying to spend the resources to get the people to the point where they're able to have their own security forces and really feel like they have so-called free elections, I'm going to say it's going to take a little more time to do that. And plus get them to drop their weapons and get away from the Taliban. I'm really, what am I saying? That's the bigger thing. In Afghanistan, that's the bigger thing. How strong is the hold of the Taliban in Afghanistan? That's what you have to ask yourself. And from everything we hear, it's, you know what, it's pretty strong. All right, I'm going to leave you with this exit line. Don't argue with an idiot. He'll drag you down to his level and beat you with experience.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.